It's time for Blockchain Business. Here is Hallam Hope as he provides you with news, information, and views on technology, money, and how they affect you.
Is it conceivable there is a connection between blockchain, cryptocurrencies, and the environment? Barbados has received global attention for its initiatives to address climate change. This includes a new policy being designed by Dr. Leo Brewster and the folk at the Coastal Zone Unit to establish new regulations and sets of actions. Barbadians have become acquainted with their green and black movable garbage containers, which are expected to be part of the recycling of plastics plan. Though somewhat limited in achievement, the island has had a recycling program in place for some years, with efforts to collect and recycle not only plastics, which have a negative impact on both sea and land, but also automotive batteries, electronic waste, such as abandoned cell phones, oils, including cooking oil, which have been recycled as biodiesel, plastic drink and other bottles, paper, metals, and glass. While the collection of household plastics is on hold, my friend, the traffic warden and husband, collects my bottles and sells them to a supermarket depot. So where could blockchain and cryptocurrency fit in? One of the projects adopted by the cryptocurrency community is staking. An individual who owns certain cryptocurrencies allows an exchange or crypto business to hold their coins, and over time, 30 days, 60 or 120 days, they earn more coins, which of course have value. Non-fungible tokens are digitized work of artists in various genres, which have potential cultural and financial value, as the authorities plan to roll out nationwide collection of plastics. Is it conceivable for them to think big and consider the potential incentives blockchain technology and cryptocurrency could bring to the environmental equation? Blockchain and cryptocurrency are not a panacea for mankind's mess. The envelope is, however, being pushed globally to see in what ways they may contribute. Now, if you found this edition of Blockchain Business to be educational and interesting, do stay tuned for more, much more, on the Starcom network of stations.
That was Blockchain Business. Listen again next time as Hallam Hope provides you with news, information, and views on technology, money, and how they affect you.